producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Happy New Year, everybody. Here we are back live and nationwide on America Tonight, and what an interesting beginning of the year we certainly have seen. Star Wars continues to take off. Who knows how much money in the end Star Wars will rake in. Also, congratulations to the Vikings because they beat Green Bay in Lambeau Field. How about that? So that was the third home loss of the season for the Green Bay Packers, but significant for the Vikings because by winning the North, this puts them in a good position in the NFL playoffs. And I bring up the NFL because, yes, many of you have sent me emails about whether or not we do nail the score throughout the playoffs. And, of course, we'll do nail the score throughout the playoffs. We're here all the way through, and it'll be on our Tuesday into Wednesday show, same as it's been throughout the season, in the second hour, the last segment of the second hour. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, it's fun. You don't have to know anything about football. It's just one segment. Hey, you may still win a computer because we've extended that, luckily, thanks to our friends at EMG. So you could get your hands on a brand new computer if you correctly nail the score. All you have to do is, once we have the game of the week, tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score will be. And we do a big one for the Super Bowl, too. So how cool will that be? You don't even have to pay a cent. Now, if you enter Powerball, you have to pay a couple of dollars for those tickets. But boy, oh boy, Powerball, this is the buzz. I say America Tonight is about the buzz in the land. And, of course, besides politics, people are talking about money, money, money. Because whenever you start a new year, people will start to set their goals. A lot of them are financial. A lot of them have to do with getting in shape and your health and whatnot. But the Powerball, $400 million. Wow. Now, I guess three people in the last drawing they had won $1 million. Somebody in Pennsylvania won $2 million. So they had three with $1 million. And they had somebody in Pennsylvania who won $2 million, which is pretty darn incredible. But nobody hit the grand prize, so it keeps growing. Yeah. Now, the chances of someone picking the jackpot winning numbers are, they say, 1 in 300 million. Can you imagine if you were the person that picked 1 in 300 million? That's the odds. I'm sorry, but that would be pure luck. That would be. And just to throw this in, if you remember, and we were on the air here when this happened, in May of 2013, an 84-year-old from Florida won the biggest grand prize in the game's history, and that was $590.5 million. Wow. That's a whole lot of cash. What do you do with $400 million? Pay off the taxes, still have a whole bunch of loot left, I guess, and then figure out what you're going to do with it. Hopefully share some of that wealth. Speaking of wealthy, Donald Trump, the latest with Trump is, and there's been a ton of it, it's all about the polls. Now we're heading into results season because as we swing through January, you have Iowa, New Hampshire, and then the rest is history, state by state. Ultimately, somebody gets enough of those votes to claim the crown for the Republican nomination. Same thing for the Democrats. The Bernie Sanders people feeling very confident that Bernie Sanders wins that nomination, but tell that to the Clintons, who I think have a lock on the Democratic nomination. But still, it has to officially happen. So Donald Trump shrugs off basically what now is being talked about is this video using his words like a sort of a militant, as it's been described on many websites, video. I went and looked at this recruiting video, and this we're talking about Islamic militants. So Trump is saying he's not going to be dissuaded from saying what he thinks simply because they're using his words to recruit Muslims to the cause. He brushed off what was an appearance of an African militant's video, that's what it was, to recruit Americans that show him calling for Muslims to be banned from coming to the United States. Now, this isn't, I don't think it's a shock that they would use his words. This was always what the thought was in the beginning. He was part of the Sunday Swirl, which is what I call the conversations on the Sunday shows. Trump said it's not a surprise that they would use and exploit comments of a presidential front runner. He was on Face the Nation. He said the world is talking about what I said. In an interview that he taped, he said big parts of the world were saying Trump is really right, at least identifying what's going on. This is his words. We have to solve it, but we're not going to solve the problem unless you identify it. So he said that all along, that he wasn't concerned about it, and he's standing by that, that he's not concerned about what they do with his words. Trump said that Democrats don't want to talk about Islamic radicalization, but he won't shy away from it for the sake of depriving extremists of fodder on their recruitment sites. Naturally, the Democrats are asked about this. Hillary Clinton claimed in the last Democratic debate that another extremist group, the Islamic State, has been using video of Trump in its propaganda. Of course, there was no specific evidence of that. Now, this video is the Al-Shabaab video, and the bottom line is exactly what Trump said. He says that this is not going to stop him from, you know, saying what he was saying. And everybody else was asked about this as well on State of the Union, which is the CNN version of the Sunday Swirl. Carly Fiorina criticized the content and didn't know what the group was. Everybody's labeling it, I shouldn't say everybody, but several people are labeling it Islamic State. And she says that she found it pretty rich that the ISIS propaganda tape talks about the cruelty of the West. So she kind of just shook off the whole Trump thing because this is bait for other Republicans to jump on, and they have not jumped on that, at least so far. Now, polling. We're going to talk about polling coming up in our next segment. Also this hour, we're going to hit the mailbag. Tons of mail has piled up, as you can imagine. Luckily, the mailman delivered it just in time as it overflows, and we'll rip some of those open. But we'll talk about the low polling with the presidential candidates, and many of those that are polling low saying that they're still in the mix. And if they want to still be in the mix, they can, but how much money do you pump into a campaign when you're not moving the needle at all? This is why the polls do matter in pushing you into the results. So the O'Malleys of the world, Martin O'Malley, the Maryland governor. In Ohio, he didn't even qualify for the state primary because he didn't collect 1,000 valid signatures. The O'Malley campaign is saying they're going to continue to make stops. He shares the primary now. At this point, the only person sharing the primary in Ohio with Clinton is Bernie Sanders. So this is part of the deal of not getting the signatures, of not having the interest, of polling low. It does ultimately affect you because you can't, then you ultimately won't be there in the primaries. So how can you get the votes if you're not there? It's easy to figure out, folks. Really. I'm not making this up. Hang with us. Meet you on the flip side.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
America, was it a great new year? Did you make those resolutions? You know, it's a funny thing about resolutions, and I kind of agree. I've been reading a lot about saying that you're going to do this and going to do that. My mother, God rest her soul, used to say all the time that Irish people talk, and this is a woman who is full Irish, if you will, Irish American. She said Irish people always talk about what they're going to do, and it's more talk, it's more conversation than action. So I kind of think resolutions are out the window. Why make the resolutions to set yourself up to not do them? Instead, have perhaps more attainable goals, and while you may have some accountability to them, don't set yourself up for this laundry list of ridiculous tasks that you can't possibly nail down, right? And so the reason I'm thinking this is I'm thinking about the candidates. And as I just mentioned, the ones that are polling so low and staying in it, at what point do you throw up the white flag? How often in our history do we see someone that's come from the back of the pack to win, to take over the top spot in a foot race to becoming the party's nominee? And the answer is not very many times has that happened. Now, you have the money and the push and the super PACs airing ads, and that's key because the ads get some traction, as we are a nation of zombies watching a tube, especially. But through other methods, there are ads, too, but mostly television, and you'll start to see them more. Like, listen, I said Bernie Sanders' campaign has raised $33 million since October. That's huge. So they've got some money in the arsenal to bombard the airwaves, and I'm sure that's part of what they certainly will do. I mean, now you're talking about $73 million for the primaries, and they did this through an online fundraising, which means he had a lot of people that were putting money into this. Clinton raised $37 million since the beginning of October and has $112 million during the 2015 push for her primary campaign. So is it the campaigns, especially with in the Bernie Sanders case? This is about people. For Bernie Sanders, it's about a handful of people. It's not millionaires and billionaires and PAC support as much. For Clinton, it's more about certainly individual people, but more about the millionaires and billionaires. And I think same with some of the Republican candidates. Bottom line is it costs a lot of money to run for president. A lot of money. Because if you don't have the money, you can't put up the ads. You can't have the backing that is so powerful when you get close to the primaries in individual states. And then once you make the big push and the money kicks in from the parties, the Democrats or the Republicans, as you go up against whoever it is on the other side. Huge. So you have a big clip of money raising by Clinton and Sanders. Stronger than Texas Senator Ted Cruz's campaign. But they said they raised about $20 million in the fourth quarter, and they say that he's going to finish, would have finished the year at about $45 million. So that's not too shabby either. Boy, a whole lot of campaign money. This is why a lot of the local television stations, especially, but even radio can get some of this. That's why they really count on some of that political money, because of how much money is dumped into the election. But the Bernie Sanders efforts, you got to give him credit. It's not, you know, he is finding the people that are coming to the plate to put up the dough for him. Definitely. And how about Ben Carson? At the tail end of last year, we were talking about Ben Carson. At one point, he had a huge bump in the polls, and then he started to fade in the polls. Now, it depends on what we're talking about. He could be someplace in the middle. Ben Carson was part of the Sunday Swirl on ABC's This Week. Here's what he was talking about or was asked about. Carson said Sunday that his longtime friend and advisor, Armstrong Williams, made some bad judgments, but is still a big part of his presidential campaign. Williams survived a shakeup last week of the staff of Carson's staff. Campaign manager Barry Bennett, communications director Doug Watts, both booted. This happens when you get into the thick of things sometimes. Both quit during a conference call after Carson announced changes to his campaign. And the two that were fired are blaming his friend, his advisor, for causing problems. Carson on ABC said, look, he's made some bad judgments. There's no question, but he's a valuable individual. We can't have people working at cross purposes. That's one of the things that has to be fixed. And it's being fixed and is fixed at this point. Carson was asked on the show about the execution of a top Shiite cleric, which prompted an attack on the Saudi embassy in Iran, which is terrible. We'll talk about that some more. Carson said he doesn't condone the killing of a cleric, but added it's unfortunate the United States put its ally in such a position by showing support to Iran during last year's nuclear talks. Carson said, I was watching this, he said, we need to stop doing silly things that promote these kinds of activities. So what Carson is talking about, in case you didn't see it, he is what happened in Iran And, you know, it goes back to the quicksand of the Middle East. Saudi Arabia has just cut ties with Iran. I mean, just said, forget it, flat out is done with Iran. So now, you know, what does that mean as we talk about a lot of questions are hanging around now because of the Saudi move? Because what does that do with the for the U.S.? We talk about the vulnerability issue because of our dealings with Iran. So the protests are getting bigger and wilder. First, the execution that spurred protests and violence in the Middle East across the board. Now, a diplomatic problem. The foreign minister, Saudi's foreign minister, is saying his country is just saying goodbye to Iran. We're done with ties to Iran. Iranian diplomats in Saudi Arabia have 48 hours to leave the country. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Ajuberi told reporters that that's what they're saying to us. And, you know, this isn't a surprise. The two countries have been each other's throats. But the execution of the Shiite cleric is what spurred this. It kicked off a new round of problems between them. And there is already a wild, volatile shift in the sands in the Middle East. As we know, it's been brewing. It's been happening. So I think we're going to see a really harsh period of more and more problems. And in Iran, the last word always belongs to the supreme leader. People forget this, the Ayatollah al-Khamenei. Sunday, he tweeted, doubtlessly unfairly spilled blood of oppressed martyr Sheikh Nirm will affect rapidly and divine revenge will seize Saudi politicians. Oh my. So what does that mean? He also posted to his website an illustration that compared a Saudi Arabian executioner to an ISIS jihadist preparing to behead a victim. The illustration calls them white ISIS and black ISIS and asks, any difference? Oh, boy. I think, like I said, we've just seen the tipping point over what's happened in Saudi Arabia and the relationship with Iran. And, of course, it is the supreme leader that ultimately has the last word, like I said. Rouhani, who is the president, doesn't have as much power. He's tweeted out as well and said, in no way is this justifiable and foremost disrespect Iran. All Iranian officials are fully committed to confront these illegal acts. If you think of, again, who's secondly in charge in Iran anyway. All right, more odds and ends coming up on the flip side. You can throw in your 2 cents. Do you think anybody should drop out of the race, Republican, Democrats, with low numbers? 855-266-5283. Jump in the fence. See you on the other side.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that. by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
ATN. Welcome back, everybody. Hope that you are having a fabulous start to the new year. You know, there's kind of a malaise, I think, that hits people over Christmas, and then you come through the Christmas holidays, and boom, here we are back again, and in the saddle again, so to speak, to rip off one artist anyway. And I'll tell you what, this is the grand push, though, because we've got 2016 is so vital. This is the last year of the Obama presidency. And Obama, once Obama's out, who's going to be in? Is it really going to be Hillary Clinton? Is it going to be Donald Trump? Is it going to be somebody else that's standing on the stage that we're not thinking about? Is it Ted Cruz? Is it Marco Rubio? You know, spending time in Florida with my family, I have to say, even some of the Republicans that I talked to, Republicans and Democrats, easy for the Democrats to pound Rubio, especially in Florida. But for the Republicans in Florida, some of them who even like Rubio said, the big problem is he's the what's next guy. He's always moving on to whatever the next big thing is, and his attendance record in the Senate is abysmal. But I would say that the thing I would say is look at Obama. And he was that same guy. He was the guy where his attendance record might have been a little bit better than Rubio's, but he was running. They were pushing him to run right away. So he didn't have a lot of that experience under his belt in the state Senate, he did, in Illinois, but not in the Senate. He didn't have a lot of experience. Nationally, he didn't, and representing his state. So we could certainly go back and forth on that. That goes to the experience thing. And, of course, Rubio knows he's attacked on that, and usually there's at least one or two bombs that come his way when he's on the stage for any of the Republican debates. So as we move through odds and ends, and we know what happened in Saudi Arabia. I mentioned this, they cutting off ties with Iran and the back and forth of that. What's happening politically, and also what's happening a little bit on the NFL playoff front, because at the top I talked about the fact that you still come in the computer. That's been extended. Yay! Thanks to our pals at EMG. So you could still win a computer, and that's the segment that we do Tuesday into Wednesday. Make sure you mark that down, because it's oh so easy. But along the lines of what else is happening, because I like to say America Tonight to me, and the reason I love America Tonight, it's like my baby, is because I think it's about you. It's not about me. It's about the buzz in your backyard and my backyard. But this show, whether you're right of right, left of left, or somewhere in between, baby, it's all about what's happening in your world. What is aggravating you, or what is making you smile, for that matter? Because it doesn't have to all be negative. I'll tell you something that I thought was pretty interesting. I hadn't gone to the movies in a while because I had taken some time to go and actually spend time with my family in Florida, but I went to see a movie just, I guess, the other day, and it was the movie called Joy, and the story is about really Joy Mangino, who is often seen on the Home Shopping Network, used to be on QVC, invented that crazy mop that took off and changed her trajectory as far as being a businesswoman. But the story is so good. You know, I didn't realize the things that had happened, I guess, in her life. I didn't think about it. But Jennifer Lawrence plays her, and she founds this business dynasty, really. She becomes truly the person who's supporting everyone. But she put the second mortgage on the house, didn't have a dime to her name. It was not as though she were a silver spoon person or somebody handed everything to her. So it was wild to see this movie and get a better sense of her background and what happened and how she became became the QVC queen, and then ultimately went on to be the biggest thing in the Home Shopping Network, and it was all over this mop. And it made me think about the entrepreneurs that we've had on America Tonight. We do a segment, and we're going to make sure we certainly continue to do it because it's very popular, but called It's Your Business. And I know some of you listening to me are people who have had your own businesses, have a business, and you know what that's like to drive down that lane and what you have to do and why. Coming back around to the interest in politics, what happens to small business people in this country? They talk about that's the backbone of the U.S. is it's capitalism. It's creating entrepreneurs who are opening up lanes for people. And I remember this. I don't remember if we had this as a kid, but I want to say, we probably did. But it was called the Miracle Mop. And it's truly, I mean, she's a multimillionaire entrepreneur. There's no question about it. She's, at this point, she's almost 60 years old. But, I mean, just absolutely wild what she was able to accomplish, even though there was seemingly so much in her world that was against her. There were so many things that were lining up against her. So it goes to show about the strength, the backbone, what it takes to be an entrepreneur. Not somebody with a silver spoon, not somebody with a leg up, but somebody who has to forge their own, their own path. So wild. I'm just saying, I would say thumbs up to that movie. after going to it, not knowing very much and seeing it, I think because of the idea of the, again, the underdog, somebody taking it to the limit. It was just crazy wild, and it was one of my favorite movies. I think my favorite movies of the year, though, were Star Wars and probably, you know, I like The Martian because you know how I like that, space exploration thing, and of course it's fantasy and sci-fi and all of that mixed in between. So probably they get my vote as the best. And perhaps a few others that I would throw in there, too. Remember, we do our cheap movie reviews. If you go to a movie and you send me a quickie little review on it, just, hey, I thought it was great, the actors were good, or I thought it was a bomb, it was abysmal, don't waste your $10. Because, you know, it is like $10. Unless you go to a dollar theater or wait till it comes out streaming-wise, if you go to a main showing of one of the new films, you are pretty much, depending on where you're listening to me, paying, I think at the cheapest, maybe $8-$9, but it's up to $10 in most places. $10 to go and see a movie. And I was also thinking about this. Do you remember what the cheapest was that you paid for a movie? Do you remember how cheap it was when you used to get the movies? And I want to say, because I'm not that old, but I'm not that young. I'm that tweener. I'm in between. So I want to say it was $3-something, like $3.75, $4, $5 when I was a kid. You know, I hear people say, I remember when it was a dime, like my great grandma. It was a dime. I think a dime to go to the movies. Whew. What would that be like? A dime. Crazy. Another story that got traction over the break, and a lot of people were talking about Peyton Manning. Now, Peyton Manning was the star of the show as he put the Denver Broncos in a great position with a 27-20 win over the Chargers on Sunday. What happened was, because they won the AFC West for the fifth year in a row, they're the number one seed in the AFC, and Peyton Manning has had all this controversy swirling around him. Brock Osweiler has been the quarterback. He had a couple of interceptions, and to shake things up, Gary Kubiak, the coach, put Peyton Manning in, and he led the charge and started the comeback. So how about that? Despite everything that's been happening in Manning's world, he really, really pulled it around. Now they're saying there's a second source that is confirming the Manning claim, and Al Jazeera reporter says there is another source confirming Manning's link to HGH, because a story broke saying that under his wife's name in 2011, when the whole neck thing happened for him, they were getting shipments of HGH, but they were going to her. So Al Jazeera is under fire. He's talking about suing or taking some kind of legal action, but they say they have an impeccably placed source to back up their assertion that the human growth hormone shipments were provided to Manning's wife. Wow. And they're saying on undercover tapes that they knew they were sending Ashley Manning drugs, the growth hormone. All the time, everywhere, Florida, other places. And it was never, ever under Peyton Manning's name. It would always be under her name. So they haven't identified this anonymous source. This was certainly one of the big stories. A lot of conversation about, here we go again, and HGH. But one thing to remember, I was asked about this by several radio stations who called up and asked me to throw in my opinion. And one thing to remember is in 2011, it wasn't a banned substance in any way by the NFL. So he's saying it's garbage, it's nonsense, that he did not get any shipments of HGH. He's denying taking any of it. Boy, oh boy, I don't think this story is just going to automatically go away. Thanks for hanging with us. Coming up, we're checking the mail.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Across this great nation, and boy, are there a lot of emails. I'll tell you what, thank you, as always. Not a shocker, because it's not a surprise to me. This is such a thoughtful audience. I say it all the time, but it's worth saying again, of all the places that I've been and worked, and you know how you're like a vagabond when you're in the media industry, at least some of us are like that. I have had the privilege of working in many great states and areas in this country, but I've never seen anything like this audience when it comes to the mail. You listen to the show, you download them, you pay attention, and you call me on some things and say you don't agree, and you say you like other things, and you're, again, a very, very thoughtful audience. On that note, let's crack open the mailbag for the first time this year. Woo, mail time. I love that song. All right, this first one is from Jake in Austin. I gave him the honors because he sent me a ton of email over the holidays. And the latest email that he sent me, he says, Kate, Happy New Year to you and all the listeners of America Tonight. This is the year that I'm going to try to work out my schedule so that I can call you on a consistent basis. But I do want to have you tell everyone that I have called the show, because some people were giving me grief, my buddies, that I have not called you, but that is not true. Am I right? He is right. He has called the show. It's been not a lot of times, but he's called it a few times. So yes, he's right. Goes on to say, I think Donald Trump hands down gets the nomination. I can't see anybody else taking the nomination from him. I know people find it hard to believe, but whether he is, and sometimes it was brash, he is a breath of fresh air to most Americans, no matter what his background is or what he's saying, because he doesn't monitor what he's saying. And I guess we're all just tired of the same old, and being fed out these prefab candidates that, frankly, most of us don't really want. And I think that's what so many people in the political business are missing. What do you think, Kate? Well, I think Donald Trump has definitely struck a chord, no question about it. I was on a beach in St. Petersburg, Florida, and a big banner was pulled across the sky that said, you know, making a difference, make America great again, making America great again, Donald Trump 2016. And it went back a couple of different times, and I'm on a beach. On a beach, people don't care. They're playing with kids, grandkids, running around, picking up shells, jumping in the water, saying, woohoo, we're here in Florida, it's 85, everybody else is freezing. Or even if it's unseasonable temperatures in the Midwest or other parts of the country, they're not on a beach. So most people aren't really paying attention to the banners that say, get the best crab claws you've ever had, or Cuban sandwiches, or whatever. But what was really wild, and not an eye-opener for me, because I've already seen this, and I believe it. But the fact was that there were people, this is just a banner. You don't talk back to the banner. But people were. People were yelling things out on the beach. But positive things, like, yes, he's the man. Finally, somebody who gives a crap about America. I heard one guy say that. He screamed that. Somebody who gives a crap about America and can do something about it. And there weren't a lot of people that started to argue with people that were laying in the sand that were yelling things out. And I think this just goes to the fact that you can bet that New Hampshire and Iowa are going to be pretty interesting Trump-wise, to see how he stacks up, because already the New Hampshire voter database supposedly is huge. The voter database, the Trump that they're building, I'll call them the tribe, they say is nearing 100,000 people, many who have never voted in a Republican primary or haven't voted in several years. So look out. I mean, Ben Carson, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, I ask you, I saw the reaction on the beach where people really don't care. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Susan. Kate, I've missed you, but I want to tell you that I am so glad you're getting time to spend with your family. First of all, how was it? I did the same thing. I had a chance to spend some time with my family, and it was great to just unplug. I hope you were able to do the same thing. Yeah, you know, when you say unplug, meaning you're not checking your cell phone every 5 seconds, you're not booking guests, you're not doing the cool thing that we do, whatever it is that you do. But, yeah, you're actually spending time with people, you're actually present. And you realize, I mean, I say this, but you realize in the world that we live in, I mean, you know, we're always connected, always connected. I don't care if you're 70. I know plenty of 70-plus-year-olds that are running around with iPhones and their kids are constantly texting them. And they're paying attention to the texts. And so they're distracted. Yeah, so it was great to put everything down and to be able to focus on my brother and his family and my aunt and my own family, and absolutely. And plus, the added kicker was the fact that normally you don't have temperatures that are in the 80s and you're not going to the beach in Tampa anyway. Sometimes it happens, but it's not the norm. So it was, to me, I like the warmer temperatures, and it was great to be able to do that and then be dipped back into 40 degrees right after that. And I know now we're seeing some snow in some areas, so I think snow is equally as beautiful as long as you don't have to drive too much in it or deal with the black ice. We've talked about what's the most deadly thing. All right, this one comes to us from Jerry, and Jerry says, Kate, welcome back. I hope you had a great break. Happy New Year to you. I know you've been paying attention to what's happening in your state. You talk about the satellite facility. I hope you weren't there for the tornadoes. What a disaster that was. I was worried about you seeing what I was seeing on the news about the tornadoes. It looked pretty darn bad. I really felt for those people. You say it all the time, Mother Nature can be a wicked, wicked beast. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, 1,000 people losing their homes? I mean, are you kidding? An EF4? How strong is an EF4? People in the Midwest, you know, in Kansas, Nebraska. Well, now there's so many places where you can get tornadic activity. But it was brutal. And it wasn't too far from our satellite facility where this happened, 5 miles. And, you know, people say it was crazy. It was, you know, there was tornado warnings and the wind started to pick up. This was December 26th, so imagine that. And there were people that, you know, tried to do what, got into tubs, did whatever they had to do. And then they're talking about the fact that they saw roofs go, walls ripped away, and there's just slabs of concrete that are left in so many areas. But, you know, the key thing is always the human survival. We can rebuild, right? But you cannot get your loved ones back if they're killed in a horrible thing like a tornado. And unfortunately, there was too much loss of life in this one, but it could have been even that much worse when you saw the damage for, you know, all these people that were hit, where roofs were ripped off, belongings pushed up in the debris all over the place. And now it's still about people picking up their lives and putting them back together, figuring out what they have to do that. And luckily there are a lot of help and a lot of people that are helping the people who are stuck because of the situation with the tornadoes. But thank you for your concern. Thanks for all of the mail that was sent in. Remember, you can email me anytime, day or night, americatonight.net.
Worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.